He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Oh dear, we're in Hawaii. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can believe it because I am laying in bed with my little netbook laptop watching the sunrise and looking at the ocean and the mountains. So, yep, I believe it. Seeing is believing.
We've got a beautiful mountain view on the 32nd floor here at the Waikiki Sunset in Waikiki. And, you know, Waikiki has really been uplifted lately in the last maybe decade. They've spent a couple of billion dollars tuning it up and shaping it up. And even in this hotel, they're doing a lot of renovations. So, but still, looking out at the mountains, and we can see Diamond Head, there's the golf course and buildings all around. It's an urban jungle, but it ain't too bad.
No, you'd never know it when you're in here, when you're in the apartment. You'd never know that there's a whole world going on out there of the hustle and the bustle.
And we're 3 hours behind. I love that. You know, we're like in the center of the world. The Hawaiian Islands are actually further away from any other landmass than any other landmass in the entire world, which is kind of cool. They're just the tops of volcanoes peeking out from the bottom of the ocean coming up through the surface. That's kind of cool, you know, and we're fairly close to the equator. We've got that beautiful, warm, tropical climate. And, you know, the sun rises at the same time around 6 o'clock. It sets around the same time around 6:30. Just another day in paradise, as they say.
That's right. That's the part I like. It gets the sunset and the sunrise at the same time every day. I really enjoy that. I like those farmer's hours, but we have been getting up, like, going to bed at 8 and getting up at 2 in the morning, you know. So, but slowly, it's starting to get better. We're going to bed by 9 and getting up at 6 now, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I like the fact that there's no daylight savings here. You know, they've got so much daytime sun, they don't need it, I guess. But I like the fact that it's constant, that the weather is relatively the same, it's reliable, relating to Vancouver, which is beautiful on a sunny, warm day, but you can't always rely on the weather there. In Canada, there are some places where it's reliable, but you don't get that warm, beautiful, kind of tropical feel to it, and that's what I really like here about Hawaii. And, of course, we're learning about the culture and the people and the language and that whole aloha thing. So let's get into our SNU, dear. What's cooking?
Well, what's cooking is edamame for a bedtime snack. Edamame is a great nutritional snack. Actually, it can be eaten throughout the day. You know, I love it with a dash of sea salt. And you can buy it frozen, edamame, which has been pre-cooked, and it's in the freezer section of pretty much any grocery store. So you add to a pot of boiled water, and you return it to a boil for 2 or 3 minutes. You drain it in a sifter and then rinse it with cold water. Place it in a bowl and add a dash of sea salt to taste. And it's just absolutely scrumptious. I can eat the whole bleeding bag while I'm sitting watching TV. And yes, I've been watching a little bit of TV, The Golden Girls. But edamame is usually served in a Japanese restaurant as an appetizer. However, like I said, it makes a great snack before bedtime if you're needing a little bit of a bedtime snack other than a protein shake. Edamame is rich in omega-3s and 6s. It's higher in potassium than sodium, which is a good thing. High in water content, high in mineral value, such as calcium, magnesium, and rich in phytochemicals. And the protein content of the soy protein is approximately 8 grams per half cup. So that's my new thing. I've always eaten the edamame in the Japanese restaurants. And we usually in Vancouver, you know, had Japanese food, what, twice a week?
Yeah, and I plowed through a bag the other night. It is a great snack, no doubt. It's kind of fresh. I like, you know, like sliding the pod. You stick it in your mouth and you kind of compress it with your teeth and you slide the beans from inside into your mouth. And I like it with the sea salt. It's a nice touch, nice blend. But, yeah, I can get through a whole bag, no problem. And there is some evidence that a man eating the isoflavones, which are what the soy is all about, well, not really all about, but that's one of the major considerations, the nutritional chemistry. You know, you talked about the omega-3s, which is fantastic, but those isoflavones, you know, they've had a bad rap in some ways, but the data that I've seen, and Colgan confirms this too, is that they can help prevent prostate cancer in men. And when we consume them in a fermented form or straight from the beans, the edamame beans, the soy itself doesn't really have any conflict from a testosterone chemistry point of view. I think that when you start raising the profile and living on it exclusively, like soy, and not having any isolate, not eating any fish, not having any domesticated animal proteins that are low in fat and higher in the essential amino acids, that's maybe when we can get into troubles. But as a supplement to the diet, I think that the edamame is a great snack, no doubt.
Absolutely, and I think that kids would like it too, because it's a fun snack, right? It's like it's a legume. Soy beans are a legume, for those of you that didn't know that, same as a peanut. They're fun foods to eat, and I know that the kids always like to have the peanuts, cracking them in the shell. Mind you, they make a lot of mess, but nonetheless, it's fun for them to eat. So it's a great little snack because they get a little bit of protein in there, and it's healthful, and it's fun to eat. And it's filling, too. And you're not eating too fast because you need to actually work to get the bean, right?
Well, that's true also with peanuts. If you buy the peanuts in the shell and they're unsalted, you've got to crack them, and that kind of slows you down. As opposed to buying salted, roasted nuts that are ready to go, and you just shove them in by the handful. So with the edamame, the same thing is true. You have to eat them individually, and that kind of slows you down. And it's the speed of what you eat that relates to satisfaction, like cracking walnuts as opposed to eating them by the handful when they're already pre-cracked and usually oxidized and damaged. And that's the other thing about eating natural food. In its natural state, it's covered by a blanket or a jacket or a seed pod, and it protects the inner quality of the nutrients. And, of course, all nutrients are affected by light, heat, and oxygen. That's why we don't want to leave them out in the sun or in the light or cover them in plastic under the light, things like that. So, again, nature rules. Like the concept of science. Science rules. It eliminates confusion. It takes away a lot of the superstition. And I think that too much of what we eat today is too refined, too quick, too easy to consume. And so we tend to overeat it, and we need to slow down. Slow down, take your time, enjoy the food, digest it, chew it well. Fletcherize, right? Chew your food slowly and really enjoy the flavor. That's what I like about the edamame. I really enjoy chewing the food, and it really hits home and satisfies me.
Sort of like what you do when you drive me crazy when you eat a protein shake. Oh, my gosh. You drive me mental. You sit there and you swish it around in your mouth for, what, 30 seconds each mouthful? Oh, I'm like, swallow it!
Yeah, well, you got to bathe it in enzymes and activate the hormonal responses. And I don't know, it's just kind of a thing I've developed over time. But, yeah, it does drive you crazy, and that's also why I enjoy doing it. Gives me the upper edge. So the edamame, a great snack. We recommend it. We are eating more of it now. And certainly we're going to experiment with other foods that are native to the islands here. And we're going to talk more about that. But is that it for your diet?
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you can also open the pod, and you can use the edamame bean in stir fries. You can use them in fresh green salads. There's a multitude of things that you can do with edamame. So try it. If you haven't tried it, you'll like it. You'll really enjoy it.
Cool. Right on. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Elson Hawes. Now, Dr. Hawes specializes in detox programs, and it was interesting to hear that he doesn't give his patients radical remedies. He just uses the eliminate and incorporate, which I really like that idea. So what he does is he eliminates a culprit in the diet and incorporates a healthful substitute. And speaking of fletcherizing and mastication when you're eating, he has the wheel of this, which he spoke about in his one of his books. That's fascinating because he really believes in fletcherizing like you do with a protein shake. So between the two of you, I'd go mental watching you two eat a meal. But anyway, we really, really enjoyed Dr. Haas's special guest interview, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. You know, it's cool how things work out, but I remember going to an Anaheim trade show. I think you might have been with me, honey, and listening to him present at one of the seminars there and being very impressed by the content and his delivery and the gentle kind of softness of his approach. You know, he's a pioneer in preventive integrative medicine. He's got a fantastic clinic in California. We learned about that in the last SNU. And then he ends up becoming one of the primary educating principals for Clayton College. And, of course, we met him again at the Clayton College conference in Georgia, and then we kind of reconnected. And then that led eventually, like it often does, to having an interview. He becomes our special SNU expert guest. So this is great how ultimately one thing leads to another, and by being consistent, by staying in the groove, by hitting the right numbers, and by being bold, you know, fortune favors the bold, and by being semi-aggressive, you know, just launching forward and wanting more, reaching out, you bring people in to your business, to your lifestyle, to your health parameters, and it begins to expand your consciousness and always learning, 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 because these guys are experts, and they can fill our minds with pearls and the right information to help us make better decisions.
Well, geez, well put as usual. Yeah, we also met him at the Anaheim Trade Show, so that was pretty cool. So we've been connecting with him over the years, and he's a great author. So, you know, if you haven't got any of Dr. Alison Haas's books, H-A-A-S, I suggest that you go out there. He's a really good read, and he's very gentle the way he writes. So thank you, Dr. Haas. We really appreciate it.
Right on. So let's get into the good stuff now, our Highway to Health World Tour. What is the latest and the greatest?
Woo-hoo, doggy. Well, we've always had on our website educating the world in sports nutrition, anti-aging, health, and fitness. And we did go the route of the U.S. tour. Now it's our world tour. We're going back to that. So we are in Hawaii now. And let's just go back a little bit. What happened over the summer? Connor Douglas was born. That is our niece, your sister's daughter. So we are great aunt and uncle. Connor Douglas was born on September 6th. So we welcome him to the world.
Yeah, he's a pretty little guy and really cute, and it's great to see Chantel breastfeeding and already encountering some of the usual parental concerns. And, of course, we laid a package on her, went to the health food store like we normally do, and loaded up for Connor, for the mom, some homeopathic remedies for colic and for colds and for those usual typical kinds of concerns with little babies that come up. And already there, you know, some problems that my mom sent me an email and said, you know, there's a bit of gas and colic going on. So we talked about, you know, the mother's diet, what the mother is eating and how that influences her breast milk. You know, sometimes people don't really see the connection between what we eat and what we express, especially with something that simple. So, and you've gone through that. And so we're able to extend the experience of our lives as parents to our children and for their children, our grandparents. So I think that's incredible and that's wonderful.
Right, exactly. And it's really nice when the family comes to us and asks us our opinion and they take it and it works. That, to me, is success. So we are very pleased about that. Then we did a Penticton Kelowna, which is in the interior, the desert-like area of British Columbia. And yes, British Columbia, Canada, does have a desert, very arid and dry part to it. And on the way there, that was our last RV trip. And all the way there, it's about a four-hour drive inland. And on the all the way there and all the way back driving, we listened to Hawaiian music. So that was really cool. And we were just getting more and more excited about coming here. But I just wanted to mention one of the coolest things that happened to me this year was on Facebook, which I don't really do too much Facebook, but I'm so glad I did, because a girlfriend of mine who I have not seen in 35 years, we went to elementary school together and up to grade 10. And she's the same age as I am. She's 51 years old. And we connected on Facebook, and she lives in Kelowna. They're building this big, beautiful mansion in Kelowna, and I mean it's huge. And we connected, and we had a great, lovely evening. Red wine was flowing. We laughed our heads off, and we've become great friends again. And she's really into fitness. And in one of her rooms in her home, I'll call it a mansion, what does it have in it, Corey?
Well, it had what I consider to be the primary piece that any home gym should have. It had a squat rack, I was so impressed by.
I mean, she's taking me through a tour through her house, and then we walked into her home gym, and there was a squat rack, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. I said, we love it. I can really relate to this room, because a lot of home gyms that we have seen do not have the squat rack, and she had the squat rack with an adjustable bench. So, and then she had a few odds and ends, but she had everything that one needs. And you don't need a lot for a home gym. So I was totally impressed. My gal friend Linda, she's got it going on. So that was really a lot of fun. And we've been emailing each other back and forth. And we have a reunion in 2011. So we want to make sure that we are really well connected, so we don't spend all our time in a corner talking to each other rather than spending time socializing. So that was a great trip. What else? We got rid of the RV, and you know, it's amazing that in that little RV, a 24-foot RV, we had so much stuff packed away in that, and we still had to get rid of it, Salvation Army, give stuff away to friends, give stuff away to family, and we still stored some stuff. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, and it just takes up space, and, you know, you've got to protect your stuff, and you worry about your stuff, and someone's stealing your stuff, and then you insure your stuff, and then you pay people to protect your stuff, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. One thing I love about our new apartment here on Oahu in Honolulu, it's very simple. You know, it's a beautiful apartment. It's like an apartment hotel style with the wicker furniture, just like I had envisioned. But it's very simple. It's got everything that we need. I think that the view itself is worth more than I can possibly say. Every day we wake up to this fantastic, incredible, beautiful island mountain view. We can see the ocean and this palm tree that stands alone. And it's so cool, you know. So it all depends what you're into. Some people are really into stuff, and that's okay. And if you're not, though, and you've got it, try getting rid of it and lightening your load. You'll find that burden that you are carrying is mostly mental and emotional. And then letting go of that kind of opens up some space in your head and allows you to focus on other things. You know, because everything that we think about plays a role in our life and our health. And that's critical. You know, we've spent a lot of time and energy talking about that in tutorials and in the literature and in the CSNA program. What you think about is what you live, and what you live is how you feel, and your health is tied in intimately to your thoughts. So, you know, again, just the RV was a great experience, wonderful, very nomadic. A part of me still really loves it, wants to do it again. I'm not finished with that yet. But here we are, and what a trade-off, being in Hawaii. And so I can cope with that.
Well, we did have to go to the store. We had to get a juicer. We did bring the blender with us. I had to get a salad bowl because I gave the salad bowl away, which I'm kicking myself that I did that now. The beautiful wooden salad bowl that I have with my bear claws, I just didn't think I could pack it in. And then you have to pay for your luggage now, so it was weighing it down, so I had to really make some decisions there. But so we had to get the salad bowl, then I had to get some candles and kind of homey it up a little bit. So buy a flower vase to make my fresh flowers and a nice little basket to put my fresh fruit in and get some plants, some little table plants, because I like to have a house or an apartment that feels alive. I like to have fresh fruit, fresh flowers, and live plants in my home. I've always had to have that. And when it's daylight, I like the curtains wide open so that we can get some natural light in. And in the evening, I like to have it dim and a quiet, serene ambiance. So that's the way I like to live. So I trotted you off to the store, and you said, oh, no, not more stuff. I said, but no, we need this. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, you got that right. And I particularly like the flowers here in the islands, you know, the orchids and the variety of flowers. We've got some anthuriums on the table right now, and we've seen some hibiscus, and we've seen a whole variety of different flowers. Yesterday I was taking a lot of different photos. We went on a hike in the Manoa Valley, and there was all kinds of naturally occurring wildflowers that are just absolutely beautiful, purple and orange and green and yellow and all the colors. That's what I love about the islands here, is the contrast of the blue ocean and the green and the hills. But inside the valleys, when you hike up and find the falls, you get these beautiful flowers along with the, you know, the jungle itself. It kind of comes alive.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny because there you are. I'm walking away, and there's you're taking pictures of flowers. And then you said to me, boy, I must be getting old. I'm even getting into taking pictures of flowers. But they're beautiful, and they make a really nice screensaver, too. Yeah, so, okay, we got rid of everything. We went to Seattle. We got a really great flight. And then I said that I was going to do the youth hostel because that was part of my journey. I have never been in a youth hostel before. I've always been a tourist, not a traveler. And over the last few years, I have become a traveler. So we did the youth hostel thing on Lemon Drive, it was. And yeah, this particular youth hostel was a lemon. I'm not going to judge all hostels like this. Believe me, no, because I may stay in one again when we get to Australia or some other place in the world. But I really wasn't impressed by this hostel. It wasn't really up to snuff. I mean, the bedding was clean and all that, but it just wasn't for me.
Well, just the environment and its location. You know, there are some Saudi places in Waikiki like there are in all cities of the world. You go to Toronto, Montreal, you go to Buffalo, New York, and L.A., you're going to find the elite, the beautiful, and you're going to find the low-end stuff, too. Like in Vancouver, you can find the low-end stuff. You can find the Skid Row and the homeless and all that. So they've got that here in Waikiki, and it was kind of close to that area. And I think it was kind of dirty. And I think what we encountered was not what we expected, right, when we first walked into our room?
Well, what happened was it didn't look like that on the website. You know, I think there's a lot of times you've got to be so careful looking on websites. Pictures do not say 1,000 words, I'll tell you.
Or maybe they'll say 1,000 of the wrong words.
Exactly.
They don't give you an accurate depiction the way it is.
They don't give you an accurate depiction. And trying to find an apartment on Craigslist and through property managers and looking at pictures, it's like, you know, I'm not going to sign no lease for 6 months to a year, sight unseen, because you don't know what the surrounding area is like. It could be terribly noisy or really slummy area or just a really bad part of town, yet they make the place look so fantastic in these pictures. So which you were a little bit uncomfortable about because you wanted to get a place before we got here, and I said, no, I'm not going to go anywhere and sign anything and pay for anything until I come and see it. So we're really glad we did that. But go ahead and tell them about when we walked into the youth hostel.
Well, I was expecting a room that we were going to share separate to another room. That's kind of how hostels work. You're either in a room with a bunch of people or semi-private and private. But I didn't even like this. We walked in the room, and we walked right in on a couple of guys and in their privacy, which made me kind of feel uncomfortable. And in order to get to our room, you had to go through their room. So I don't think it's set up correctly. And I guess that's the hostel life. And I have done the hostels. I did a lot of hosteling when I was younger through Europe, for example, where it's quite popular. And it's fun, but I don't think it's just a function of being older. It's just understanding clearly what it is you like. And what we want as a couple is our privacy. Now, I didn't mind sharing the kitchen. That was fine. But I think that they should have had a barrier or some type of wall to protect them from us walking in on them, because they could have been up to no good or doing anything. Who knows?
Well, you mean...
And we just walked in because we had a key to the room.
But the kitchen is in their bedroom.
Yes.
You know, and that was like, this is not for me.
But you see, that's part of the experience. And even though we decided to, depart the next morning...
And do the tourist thing. Not a traveler.
Yeah, so. And we booked into a hotel, which was
great. A nice hotel, yeah.
But, you know, one thing led to another, and it's serendipity, I guess, at work, because we're walking, I guess, down Cahill Street to our apartment, and there, lo and behold, we see a sign, apartment for rent, and then we, tell the story about how we went to that place.
What happened was we rented a car because we really were not sure what part of the island that we wanted to live on. Was it the west side, the east side, the north, the south? Weren't sure. So we rented a car and we went around the island, and it's really funny because we just didn't know where we wanted to live, what we wanted to do, and you're up in the air and you're procrastinating. But I'll tell you, once we decided, and it was within one day, because you can go around the island in a day. Within one day, we decided that it was best for us to be right in Waikiki. That same day, we found the apartment. It's amazing how, I don't know what you want to call it. Is it serendipity or whatever you want to call it? It just, the floodgates opened and it all happened. But when you don't know, when you're indecisive...
So well, we went to that one place and we were going to take it, and it was kind of cool, but it was very noisy, and we just weren't absolutely... complete in it. And then we were walking back to the hotel thinking about, oh, this is great, we found a place, but still. And then we saw another sign, and I said, phone it. And so we phoned it, we got an appointment that night, and we went and looked at it, and it's just immaculate, amazing, and wonderful.
Yep.
It has everything that we need. It has a lecture facility. It's 2 blocks from the beach, 2 blocks from the gym. It's just in between the Alawai Canal and the beach. It's close to shopping. It's right beside the Kapi'olani Park, where we're going to do some of our stretch and sprinting workouts at the camp in April. And, the location is just ideal.
Yeah, it sure is, And like I said, you don't even realize there's a world going on out there, a hustle bustle of the world going on out there. So it's quite nice. We're very, very happy about that. We've also had our very first visitor, Sean O'Shea. He is an entertainer on cruise ships. So his cruise... ported in Honolulu, and he came to visit us. So we had our very first guest on our pull-out couch, and he said it was pretty comfortable. So that was that.
Yeah, that was really cool seeing him. And Sean is a great guy. Of course, he's married to Mary Ann, who is a CSNA student and one of our dear, dear friends and a world traveler herself. And they actually worked cruise ships for 5 or 10 years, and they've been around the world, umpteen different times. And so it's great connecting with Sean because he's so well-traveled. I mean, he has been everywhere and then some. And, with our experience traveling, too. But this whole thing is working out wonderfully, and I can really see it now. We're here, we're set up, and it was really quite easy. We just did it. We made it happen. And this is what we have to do in life. When it comes to training and health, you have to make it happen. Don't wait for anyone else. You have to make it happen yourself. Now, I'm just using being in Hawaii and leaving here, and this is part of our world tour. But this relates to a personal level, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. If you want something to happen, make it happen. Do it yourself. Don't wait for your husband or wife. Don't wait for your grandparents or your parents. Don't wait for your job or the people you work with. If you need to get something done, now, especially as it relates to health, do not wait. Don't wait for anybody, because your health will not wait for you. You've got to do what needs to be done to get well and to stay well. What's amazing, what we're both experiencing here compared to the RV, we were cooped up in the RV and we weren't moving as much. Of course, we were training and eating really well, but now we're walking a lot. Wow. We have no vehicle, no car. We don't need one. That's another reason why we chose Waikiki. To live up in, let's say, the Manoa Valley or in the west side and or Hawaii Kai or Kailua, you need a car. So I'm thinking, do I really want a car? If I can, you know, decrease the requirement for a car, that's going to lighten the load. Because the car has to be protected and insured, and you know, it costs a lot of money, especially here in Hawaii. The cost of living is ginormous. It's just huge. You know, you do need money if you're going to live here. You need resources to be able to manage your life here. And fortunately, we're able to do that through the Internet. So I can see that going to, say, Auckland in New Zealand, we just do exactly the same thing. We fly there. We stay temporarily someplace. We look for a longer-term resident. We rent a facility. It could be a villa on the beach. It could be an apartment. And then we work the city and meet people and connect with the gyms and the health food stores and our students. And then we do that in Johannesburg or Durban in South Africa, or of course, in Perth or in Sydney, Australia. I can see us really doing this now. It's really becoming clear. And so now it's just up to us when we want to do this. We can have fun and stay here and work the business and then move on when it's time to make a change.
Yeah, speaking of walking, gosh, we've been walking our little legs off, and especially in the heat, too. But it's really nice because there's always a warm breeze and sometimes a little shower, which is quite refreshing, but it's always very warm. It's been a little more humid lately because the trade winds aren't coming in, but we have been walking and walking and walking, and something we hadn't done in 2 years, being in the RV. So we're trimming up and we're eating plenty of fresh papaya and fresh pineapple and the Kona coffee, which is not expensive. So the papaya and the pineapple and the coffee are not expensive. But I'll tell you, the food is really expensive. A dozen organic eggs is like over $8, $8.49. And we've been to places all over the island, so it's not just in Waikiki I'm talking about. We're talking all over the island that aren't even tourist places, that the organic eggs are over $8.49 a dozen. That's pretty expensive. But, you know, if you maybe eat one dozen a month or something like that, two a week, then that's not bad. You know, it's only $10. But if you're eating like two or three eggs a day, it can be pretty pricey. However, we need to stay well hydrated, and drinking a lot of water is really important. But because we're not in the RV and we're walking all over the place and nobody has any bathrooms, you have to walk miles to get to a toilet. Oh, it's so frustrating for me because I'm so used to being in the RV and having a toilet at my beck and call. So I'm just eating the fruit, the fresh papaya, which is very hydrating, and the pineapple has been a godsend for me.
Yeah, I can really see how that can be a problem. Not too much of an issue for most guys, really, because I think we can hold it longer and we have a larger compartment to hold it. And maybe a lot of guys don't drink enough water to begin with. And maybe that's why there's more problems with heart disease and prostate and organs. They simply don't drink enough water. But I'm really getting excited, too, about the camp because we're getting clear now. We've got a date in mind, April the 15th to the 18th, and we're starting to connect with local business people, you know, for advertising. We've been to Diamond Head. We did that hike. Fantastic view, incredible hike. And it's not a difficult hike, it's a moderate hike, but definitely involving a lot of movement and some stepping and some stairs and, you know, getting up to the top and learning. Learning is what I like to do, learning about the environment and the history and how this cone-shaped volcano was formed. It's called the Tuff Volcano. And then we went to the Manoa Falls and hiked up there, completely different environment. Diamond Head is dry. And then in Manoa, it's humid and filled with vegetation and jungle-like. And then you get to the falls, and it was slippery, and there was some mud there, and there was a stream going by and all the flowers. And so these are all things that we're going to be including in our camp. And now we've got the lecture room downstairs. We've been to a few gyms, so we've got the gym. We've been to a health food store. I know which one we're going to go for the tour, so... You know, we're going to tour a health food store, we're going to tour a gym, we're going to go to the park, we're going to do some sprints, we're going to do some stretching, we're going to get up to Diamond Head, Manoa Falls, and then we're going to get up to, I guess, do some swimming and body surfing at Makapu, one of my favorite body surfing places in the world, because the waves are always rolling in, just 2, 4, 5 footers, just perfect, safe. We're not going to do anything that's too intense, too difficult, too challenging, too eyebrow-raising. But we're going to dig the islands, we're going to get into the environment, and then we're going to learn. We're going to get into some science, and we're going to do some lectures, and we're going to invite some special guest speakers, and yada, yada, yada. So very excited about our camp and looking forward to all of you out there who can make that happen and come and visit us and enjoy that with us.
Yada, 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 Corey? You've been watching way too much Seinfeld. Anyway, that's it. That's our CHI Highway to Health update.
Yeah, and it was a good one. So we look forward to letting loose again and hanging loose, as they say here in Hawaii. So, my dear Tracy, what is your final word?
My final word is by Ken Dodd. Honolulu, it's got everything. Sand for the children, sun for the wife, sharks for the wife's mother.